主席。对这个话题，疫情对于我们在经济、社会、文化权利上享有，包括在马来西亚都受到打击。马来西亚政府拿出了好几个刺激计划来促进人们的福祉，支持工资，促进经济。自2020年3月，马来西亚提供了730亿。来给人们提供救济，来确保，为了支持他们，我们拿出了国家粮食计划，给人们提供援助，给160万受到新冠疫情影响的人们提供粮食。我们对所有的马来西亚的居住者，不管背景和移民状况，都提供疫苗。我们还对不起，这个音响效果很差，停止翻译。
2021, which is earlier than scheduled. On the international front, Malaysia has joined several global initiatives to ensure that vaccines must be made a global public good, such as the COVAX facility as a self-financing country, the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, CEPI, and the COVID-19 Technology Access Pool, CTAP. We also contribute $1 million per year for 2021 to 2023 to help support CEPI's work to advance the development of vaccines against emerging epidemic threats. Malaysia has also recently co-sponsored the TRIPS waiver for the prevention, containment, and treatment of COVID-19 in the spirit of addressing this global health crisis. We call on all member states to enhance the spirit of international cooperation to mitigate the impact of the pandemic on the economic, social, and cultural dimensions. Thank you.